We discussed Makiba Patish by Adam. If the Moel needs to has a crack in his nail and he needs to fix it in order to do the Mila, what is the halachic status of that? And we saw the tshuva of the Yadovid that says that is Melucha D'Oraisa. Just like if you have a knife and you have to sharpen the knife to do the Mila, so it's an Issa D'Oraisa. So your finger is like acting like a knife to separate the skins. So that also will be a deraisa. And the Chasam Sofer agreed with him. So tonight we're going to look at a different aspect. Whether is it shaykh to speak about melechas makib patish ba'ochlin? See, normally when you cook something, if you make it roy to eat, so that's bishul. We have a malacha for that. But what if, for some reason, bishul doesn't apply? So with makah and bepatish apply to an ochel. That was, if for some reason you got the food ready to eat, but not through the conventional way of cooking. I'll give you an example. Rav Shechter wrote a tshuva about what do you call labriyot
meals ready. Self-heatings.
Yeah, that was through chemical reaction and not through fire. So usually bishul is through fire. But now fire is not bishul. So therefore, now the Gemara is not going to speak about that particular case, but we'll see if there are other cases that the Gemara speaks about. Well, do we say no? Makim and Patish has nothing to do with food. Food, Makim and Patish is if your eyeglasses fell out or something like that, and you put it back in to fix it. That's Makim and Patish. But on food, maybe that would not apply.
Gemara Bishul Bachama doesn't talk about
right, Bishul Bachama. Right, but Bishul Bachama is mutter, right? And it doesn't say Makim.
It doesn't say Makim.
Right. So, so that's what we're going to see. Is there such a concept of Makim Patish Ba'ochlan? That's what we're going to try to work on. And then we have two more shirim on Makim Patish after this one, Bez Hashem. And then we'll go to Hotzah. And that is the 39th Malacha. Finally, if we started from those that were here from the beginning, who was here from the beginning? I think Dr. Levin was here from the beginning. Who else was here from the beginning of the Lamed Tes? Malachi, were you here from the beginning of the Lamed Tes? Yeah. But this is Baruch Hashem Lein Hara. This is the fifth year that we've been doing the Lamed Tes Malachas. You know, so Baruch Hashem, there's still a lot more to learn, but just even a Shabbos I'm talking about. We can talk. Okay, Azoy. Says the Gemara according to Mishnah. Kol Shabbat b'chamin milfnei ha-Shabbos. Shorn oso b'chamin b'Shabbos. So, if you have something that was b'chamin, Rashi says, kol maluach Shabbat b'chamin b'erev Shabbos. But you already cooked it on Erev Shabbos. It was Baba Chamin on Erev Shabbos. So you could put it back in Chamin, not on the fire, but on hot water, on Shabbos. Ve'embo mishum tikkun sherei niskan kvar. You know, so there's no tikkun. Is that implying that if there would be tikkun, it would be... And what kind of water is this? It's hot water, is it... So one could say that it's referring to someone who learned that it's a din of like a bishul achar bishul, that if you already cooked it before Shabbos, so then something is fully cooked before Shabbos, then there's no shaykh to speak about cooking on Shabbos. It's already fully cooked before Shabbos. But then he says, v'chol shalo ba b'chamin milfnei Shabbos, but if it didn't was not immersed in hot water before Shabbos. He had a madichin also mechamim b'Shabbos. Rashi says madichin she'ein zeh gemar malachto, avalo shorin. right? Chutz min hamaliach hayoshon ukulius haispanin shadachosun zuhu gimar malachton. So says Rashi, shadachosun zuhu gimar malachto, midikori le gimar malachto shman zeu bishulo v'chayev. That a certain type of fish that that if you pour water on it, that will make it fit for eating. And it's bishul, even though it's not a regular bishul in a kli rishon or something like that.
Why is it bishul? It's tikkun mana or something. Why bishul?
Yes. So Rashi says, "Shmami zehu bishulo." Why he uses the word bishul?
You're taking something out. You're washing off the salt or whatever, preservative or whatever.
Right. So the question is like this. This is the question: is it hot water or cold water?
Why is that bishul?
Because if it's not shaykh to speak about bishul, if it's cold water. So if you need dafka hot water, then you could say maybe this is some type of bishul. But if it's talking about cold water, then it's not one big. In other words, like you said, say it's just a question of that it's very salty, and you can't. So then cold water would make it fit for consumption. But then it won't be considered bishul. It will be considered what?
Sakin
mana. Right. So that's the question. What is it referring to?
You're being medayik on the fact that Rashi says bishulo, zel bishulo.
So that's what they were medayik of the Russian zel bishulo. But let's see.
Lemon.
Lemon?
Kavush.
Kavush. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, if they have food that you put lemon on, it cooks it, right? It's not like steak tartare.
No, it won't be steak tartare. That would be completely raw with spices.
But the spices cook it, right?
Sort of. But it's still raw.
Right, still raw.
So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav on page 2. The Alter Rebbe. Okay, so he says like this. Look in the middle where the second arrow is. Let's go a line above. He says, "Amutar la'arus mikli sheni sheyatzo lettuce bo." So you could take a mikli sheni sheyatzo lettuce bo. That's hot water, obviously. And normally, if you pour from mikli sheni, that's not bishul. This Irikli Rishon is a Shaila. Irikli Sheni is not Bavashal at all. But he says like this, that Vamutal Aros Mikli Sheni Shayat Solesbo Al Kol Dover Yavish Shalonis Bashal. That you can take hot water from a Kli Sheni and you can pour it on anything because it won't be Bavashal. Kli Sheni is not Mavashel, certainly Iri Klisheni. Chutz mi min dag shekorin kulius ha-ispanin umaliach ha-yoshin haide boser o dag maluach shal shona sha-ovra she-elu einam tzrichim bishul el ma'at. Right? It only needs a little bit of bishul. The Iri zeh hi gemar malach melechas bishulam v'chayev alov mishum v'vashel. You see? So what's the word? It's chayev mishum v'vashel. Because, so what's the idea? The idea is explains that it's hot, even though it's technically not mevashel. Klisheni is not mevashel. Iroi klisheni is certainly not mevashel. But since this thing is very doesn't need the regular kli rishon to mevashel, it'll mevashel even a klisheni. So, but it's chayev mishum mevashel because it's dafka with hot water. If it would have been cold water, then it wouldn't have been.
Oh.
So that's what the Alter Rebbe says.
Why did you specify instead of just saying Kali Abishal? Like the other
person? Yeah, I mean, right. Is it, that's what Harry's is describing it. He doesn't use those.
He doesn't use those words.
Those words.
I mean, if you have Kali Abishal that are not, yeah, not fish, it would seem to be okay.
Yeah. But this is even a step further than that, because he's saying even not klisheni, even eroi klisheni. Mm. So this is even a step beyond that. Yeah, but then look what he says at the end. The line that begins with ina roi, aval. The last word of the line is aval. Aval mutter, the word is mutter. The mem is cut out. Aval mutter, you see? Lishrosu uladichu betzonanim. Fafilu nasa royal dekach, shekol dova she'enu ochel, mutal asoso ochel b'Shabbos. Meaning, there's nothing wrong with making an ochel on Shabbos, if it's not one of the lamates malachas that you did. And what do you see from here? That the only reason that yechayiv is if it's hot water. So then you could say, this is also included in the in Bishul. Even though Bishul, once it's not a Kli Rishon, really, is not Mavashal except for certain things. And this is not even Kli Sheni, it's an Iri Kli Sheni, and we're still saying that it's a type of Bishul. But if you would need cold water, if you would use cold water to do it, then we can't call that Bishul. You can't call Bishul with cold water. Here, it's Yatzo Lettuce Bowl. So it's in the Parsha, it's just a Kli Sheni. But if it would be cold water, it would be mutter legamrei. So to take cold water and pour it on the face, a salty fish, on Shabbos, something like that, barring face any issues of borer or something like that, which could be borer shayla if it's washing off the... But say something is stiff, it's too... And you pour cold water on it to soften it up, to make it fit for eating. So that's not a Brorer Shaila, and it would only be a Tikkun Ochel Shaila, but he said Tikkun Ochel is fine. The Torah asked the Lamates Malachas. It didn't ask a Tikkun Ochel if it's not through the prism of Bishul. And Bishul means, by definition, water that's Yatzu Lettuce Bowl.
So if you have a hot gravy, and you have a cold Tikkun.
Yeah, you have hot. You have hot gravy that's Yatzu Lettuce Bowl. And you pour it, and it's on, and you put it on a cold piece of meat.
But meat is already cooked.
Right.
If meat needed a little bit of cooking.
Yeah, if the meat is fully cooked, then it's...
It's not fully cooked. Fully cooked foods, putting them on the blech and Shabbos.
Yeah, so fully... Yeah, so that's a din derabanan of Mexican Mavasho. That's not else...
So what if you have, like, a frozen salami you take out of the freezer on Shabbos?
A frozen salami, yeah.
And you put it in this regular water so you can eat it then. Meaning that you can't eat it frozen, but you want to thaw it out. You can thaw it out on its own, but you want to speed it up a little bit. So you put it in, like, a, you know, warm water bath. You know, it's not yassa lettuce.
Barring the issue of melting the ice issue... But let's assume that that's not a, there's no ice there, just very cold. So the chami shouldn't be any problem.
But whether it's hot or cold water?
If it's not yet, so lettuce bowl. If it's cold, sure, and even if it's not yet, so lettuce bowl, I'll be dead, that's called cold.
What would be the issue if there was ice?
That is a question of risuk shelag. That's a whole different thing. Are you allowed to crush ice on Shabbos or things like that? There might be some issues with the rabbanon of that. So that's what the Alter Rebbe says. But if you look in the Levush, take a look in the Levush. Page 7. Look on the left side, with the arrow on the left side. Avo madichet oso b'chamin b'shabes, chutz min amlech ha-yoshon, umin dog, shekorin kulyos ha-ispanim, page 8, שאין צריכים בישול אלא מעט, והחוסן הוא גמר מבישולון, ועושר אפילו הדיחן מעט, חי דומה שהוא קושר ואין רואי להכיל כלל, ולא שריע, עושר לשרוס בשבס, שזהו גמר מלאכתן. אף על פי שאין הוא מבשל, חי משום מכה בפטיש. So the Levush, he learns the Gemara differently than the Alter Rebbe. He learns that even if it would be cold water, and you're pouring in it on the thing to soften it up or whatever it is, you know, to make it fit for consumption, so it's not bishul because it's cold. So the Alter Rebbe would say, so then it's mutter. And the Levush says that what? That it is
tikkun
mana.
Adding water to an open bottle of wine.
You mean
be a kos pogum? You're being misak in the wine.
Ooh, that's a good word. I like that.
The world is not yet there with it.
Yeah, but the only reason, so we could say based on the Mechaschina for last week, that's a halachic thing, a halachic tikkun. So halachic tikkun, anyways, only derabbanon, and maybe by ochel, they didn't even make a derabbanon. So that's a halachic tikkun. Now, I thought you were going to say, what if the wine is very strong, and you need to... But Lechara, you mean Mezigas Sakos?
Yeah.
Is that Mutter on Shabbos? So that would be the Machlokes between the Levush and the Alter Rebbe. Because Bizman Chazal, they couldn't have wine unless they looted it three-quarters water to one, right? So, or else it would be too strong. So Lechora, according to what you're saying, according to this, you'd have to do it before Shabbos, or else it would be a shaila of tikkun mana. Wow,
it's a new bottle for every kid.
Yeah.
Is there? Is this fish?
That's why I get the low. The low
Moscato. Yeah, same.
5.5. Or this Pesach. This Pesach, I had the Milvera, what is it called? Mavasya. Oh, that was Givaldi. Yeah, the Mavasya is very good.
Do we know if this fish is edible before the water is poured on it?
No,
does that matter?
Because usually I like the Moscato, but my body says I should be machmir not to do, to pour red wine into it. The Dominicans have red wine at the Seder, so if I like the white Moscato, to pour red wine is a shayla of tzviya.
How do you measure it? Because of all the bubbles.
Yeah, so therefore I got the Malvasia.
So
that was very good. I recommend it.
So another
it's also fine. It's a low alcohol content. I can only get through the Dalkosis.
You see this in the new advertising.
Drinks
I recommend it.
No, they have like rap stars recommend the other one, the Moscato.
Yeah,
you see ads like it's become a fad or something.
Yeah.
And
not for us.
At the clubs or whatever.
Notice that people like to mix seltzer with grape juice. That's very popular. You see that all the time. So that also be a concord to your body, would that be?
Yeah, I mean the question is when do you apply the concept of vein Tzviya Ba'ochlin? And that's a whole. We did that when we did Soveya.
I mean, just as a drink or for Kiddush? You can't do it for Kiddush.
No, just as a drink. So for the fish, is it edible before you pour the water on, and does that matter?
No, it's not edible. Or maybe it's edible very. It's not probably not edible. Now you're making it edible. So the Alter Rebbe says if you use hot water, the Tiatzo lettuce bowl, even if it's a Kli Shneini, then that'll be awesome. But cold water is not a problem because there's no such thing as like Rav Gutman pointed out. There's no such thing as Makib Apatish by Ochlin. And but the Levush says no. It's even Makib Apatish by Ochlin.
What if you say cold water, like would that include dressing?
Well, dressings usually you could probably eat it without the dressing. Dressing just makes it more tasty.
It depends what it is.
I don't know.
Same thing with wine.
Oh. So this is a fundamental machlokes here where there's Makim HaPatish Ba'ochon. So there is Yerushalmi. steht in Yerushalmi Azoy on page 9. Ha'ein de shachatuma. He takes some garlic and he crushes it. Kamefarach mereshe mishem dash. So when he takes the top off, he's chay mishem dash. Kamevar b'kliparse, when he takes the klipa, the peel off, mishem borer. Katshachik beducha, when he grinds it up, mishem toichin. Yoiv mashkin, but he puts a liquid in it, mishem dash. Gomer melachton, mishem makeh b'patish. And he says that whatever the Gemar Malacha was, when you do that, then you chai mishum makam apatish. So they point out from this Yerushalmi, you see the Yerushalmi holds as makam apatish b'ochlin. Now, Pasha says, the post can point out, we don't find that in the Bavli. In the Bavli, we never find such a thing about makam apatish the but this Yerushalmi says there is. So that's the question: how should we paskin on this on the shayla? Is machlokes maybe it's machlokes Bavli of Yerushalmi? Maybe not.
Is it machlokes or just the if the Bavli doesn't opine on something, and Yerushalmi does? Don't we usually paskin like Yerushalmi?
Sometimes we do that, but the question is, well, maybe. It's upshot that it's mistaber that if the Bavli didn't say something,
right.
That it's not, and here they're probably arguing, because they would have left out a basic halacha daraisa in Hilcha Shabbos in the whole Bavli. It's more mistaber to say that the fact that the Bavli left it out is a raya that the Bavli doesn't hold from this Yerushalmi. We're going to see Bez Hashem, it's not in this packet, a future packet, making salsa on Shabbos. Is that a type of... Yeah, you can have it without, but you're making... You put the fizz... What?
Soda stream.
Soda stream, right.
Oh, seltzer, not salsa. Seltzer, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the time, okay.
What is the story of that? But so that's the Milchas Chinuch has a discussion. So he takes the side. Take a look on page 12. He quotes that Lavush. He says, "Gamba ochlin shaykh makhe bepatish." Moshe k'sav nuleel. B'shem ha-Lavush. Kavikul yasai sparnim. B'shem ha-dachosin higimar melachtim. Tachiv mishum makhe bepatish. B'shem Moshe k'sav nuleel. Shusin tachim makhe bepatish. He says, you hold ha-gbos trumus and maishus. There is... That was a question whether a discussion whether something halakhic thing is. So if you hold trumas and maises is not going to patish, then it could be then what you said about taking care of you know, pogam halakhic things also. And then he discusses the Rashi says in Shabbos that makam apatish is only if it's happening right away. Like the little makam apatish is they give a take the hammer and you give a zetz and that solidifies everything, but it's happening right away. So maybe things that are not don't happen right away, like a bishul type of thing that's not technically bishul, but it's. So maybe that's not called makam apatish either. So even if you hold, there is makam apatish for Oakland, maybe it has to be dumya to the regular makam apatish that is happening right away. Whereas bishul is a process. official is the process. Yeah, he writes here on page 13. The Bevashal Kli Adoma Achanasa Cheres. Say you take a pottery and you put it in the kiln and then it becomes earthenware. Was he putting it in the kiln until it hardens up? So that's we kumokum makim patish edu kain. Davki me asiosu nigmar amalocha. Right, it has to be. That's Rashi shita. The makim patish is only when it's immediate. Only when it's immediate.
Well, what's the definition of nigmar amalocha? Put frosting on a cake. In Shabbos, is that nigmar amalocha? You can eat it without it. You can eat them separately.
Right.
So would that be makim patish, or where do you draw
if,
the line?
If you hold, even if you hold this makim patish
by Ochlin.
Yeah.
So where do you draw the line on that?
Yeah. See, the cases we've had till now are only.
That's what we're talking about. It's by Ochlin. It's always edible. It's not edible. There's no problem.
Right. So the question is that called makim patish, or that's already, it's already finished, and you're just doing something extra?
Making it nicer.
Right, so that maybe that's not even considered.
So I would be macha. I mean, just logically, you think, you know, putting ketchup on something is one thing, and but frosting a cake would be something else.
Yeah.
You
think so?
I don't know.
Because both of them are edible.
You know, I mean, I can.
They both would be edible without it.
Right.
So just the dressing on this.
Also.
What about this?
Cracking nuts?
Yeah. Hard-boiled egg.
That's fine.
You can
smother it on Shabbos.
Yeah, but it makes it edible, right? It's not edible in the shell.
And peeling an orange.
Right.
No one asks us peeling an orange. The only ask of peeling an orange is if you do it in advance. Is a shiloh.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe if you're doing it in advance, then it's not lalter.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I want to, I say, no. Say for example, I come home, I daven hashkama, and I'm going to invite people 6 o'clock to my house for shalom shuris. And now I daven hashkama, so I have two hours before the meal. So I want to get the shalom shuris ready. So I'm starting to peel oranges 9 o'clock in the morning, for the guests that are going to come at Shalom Shudas at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So according to some poskim, that's Hasser. Because that's doing Borer, but not La'alter. And if it's not La'alter, it's Hasser.
Why isn't it Makim Patish first?
Yeah.
Why is it not Makim Patish? Because it's there. The orange is there, you just have to get to it.
Mm.
It's not like the fish, where you're doing something to the fish. So, there it's there already. So that would be different. Take a look, let me show you here. In the Sefer, Shoel B'Shlomo. A new Sefer, Rabbi Usher Bush. He was my counselor.
Oh, he's my head over, Rabbi.
Right.
Fresh.
In Mura Shakolo. He's a Rav in Muncie. So he's written a lot of different things. Hal Avos Yisrael, Wesley Hills.
Wesley.
So he has he wrote a tshuva here. About Shimish Sakios Kimios Lachimu Mayadayim Raglayim B'Shabbos. So what is the case? You have the page 21. So what do you do here? You have Shalti Mutal Ishtamish Vasakiot Hamlayot Chemikilum chemicals Shemchamin Umanikan or some Batoch Hana Olim or Batoch Hakfofos. So that what? You're taking a
plastic.
What?
makes your hands soft.
Soft. Hand warmer. So you put these chemicals in a plastic bag or something.
And it comes in a plastic bag.
And you crush it. And you crush it, and then the chemical reaction takes place, and then it creates heat. And then you can you need to warm up your hands, so you can warm. So the question is, chemical reaction. You can shake it, and then the chemicals mix, and you have this reaction, and they get hot. Open up the plastic, and then the oxygen comes in, and it makes a chemical reaction, and it brings heat. So is there anything wrong? So then he quotes Rav Shechter's article here. That's the labriyot thing. So the two questions he had were Bishul Hamayim and Mleches Makya Bepatish. B'mashosa Hadguva Akimis V'Ayin Sham Edvarv. So he wants to say the following. The first question is it considered Bishul? Because you're heating up, but you're not using any fire. So he discusses the shear of Yatzel Ledispo, maybe it's 113 Fahrenheit, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Moshe has the shear of 43 Celsius. So, let's say it makes the amount, right? It makes that... it's hot enough. So what will we say? So is that called Bishul? So Chor Bishul, it's not. This is no fire. So he wants to say the following. Let's see if you agree or not. He says, "Avshe im Bishul zeh nasa al yidei ha'esh, mikol mokom yotzei misugis hashas, sha'afim bivashel shalo al yidei ha'esh, yesh isur bedover, afal bishadavke Bishul yidei ha'esh, yesh isur Torah." Right, the only issue of the Raisa is with the fire. Hosifu Chazal v'osru mikrim miyuchodim, ein zeh lo mishrach mikrim ve'ei lo nasru. Shem told us achama. There was Bishul b'chama is mutter, but told us achama is osur. So if you put an egg on the rooftop and the sun comes and cooks it, so that's mutter. But say you took, you put something,
magnifying glass,
mm-hmm. or you put something on the, you take your frying, you took a frying pan, you put it on the roof, till the frying pan gets very hot from the sun, and then you bring it in, and then you put the egg on that, so then it's the toldos achama. So toldos achama is also midrabanan, the cook in toldos achama, because it's a gzeira atu toldos aish. So just like if you would take a frying pan and you put it on the fire and then take the frying pan away from the fire and then put the raw egg on the frying pan, that would be an issa daraisa. Because that's toldos aish.
So is that similar to the hand warmer? And that you're
so over there, here? So over there, it's but there's no aish involved, so definitely shouldn't be a deraisa, at least from the perspective of Bishul. But he wants to claim maybe it's told us a chama. But his assumption is that told us a chama is lav dafke chama. It means anything that's not esh. Well, also b'mikra sheba chol mikoch acher. Ze einu asher egam Bishul b'chamei tveri also midrabanon. Right? B'bor she'ein chamiz hamayim ba mikoch achama, ala nearly... So he wants to claim the law that anything is not Eish, we say it's Chama. And maybe he's Shaykh the Gzeira. Yeah.
Bishul Chama, that's Usher Durban also, right?
No, that's Mutta Lagamre.
Mutta Lagamre.
Yeah.
So I could go out to. But the Toldos are Usher Durban?
Yeah.
Too, because you might think it's fire?
Yeah, because the Chama, you know it's the Chama. The Toldos Achama,
right, you don't know. So he's saying.
So then you might say, just like the Toldos Achama is Mutta, the Toldos Eish is also Mutta.
So why is Chamit very different? Then should be also Midrabban and say it's also Mutta. Not
so,
Toldos Chamit very not, but the Chamit very itself should be
Mutta. Yeah, so right, so that's the question. Is Chamit very.
The Gemara says that it's not, no? Doesn't it say that it's.
Well, one opinion
also
says that.
Midrabban with Divicharam.
Yeah. He says, "Zeinu shrei bishul b'chamei tveri osmi drabano divi chacham cholkim rav Yosi." Right.
Chacham rav Yosi asking like the chachamim, so it's different from toldos chachama, from bishul b'chama.
Yeah.
So they were misakin by mei tveria. They weren't misakin by bishul b'chama.
Right.
What?
Yeah. So I'm not convinced. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
There's another issue. Also, one of them. Of the hand warmer is by the chamtan. The other one is because of the chemicals.
Yeah.
Either way, you're causing it, you're exposing the chemicals to each other.
No,
whether the chemical
the
is
second
chemical. Yeah, you're exposing
second
it to the chamtan. It's still the same thing, no?
No, but second you expose it with the air.
Yeah.
And it gets into chemical reaction with oxygen.
Right.
Which
right.
is what burning is.
Right.
So it doesn't matter whether you...
But you're doing the action
the
of exposing it to the air. How is that
right,
different?
But the reaction is oxygenation, which
right.
is the same as burning. So how is it different
than
burning it then? Just because we don't see the flame.
He says to Ayn what Orv Sheffer says about the right. that thing, I forgot the name.
Yeah.
But we know what Orv Sheffer says.
Fire going in
yeah, so he, well, I'll show you.
Right,
we're going to
get it.
Well... If you're making it happen, you have fire. If you know you're going to
if
open
it would
the
go
door,
out otherwise, it's something else. But I'm saying that's the end of the case.
Yeah, so that's the question. In other words, we have told us a chama when it's not chama. So that's a question, because if you, that's what he's pointing out. If you assume that there is, then... And then he wants to say what Rav Moshe writes, or Soloveitchik writes, that if it becomes darko b'kach. Rashi says the reason why Cham is mutter is not darko b'kach. But if that was Rav Moshe's first tshuva about microwaves, that if you cook in a microwave, is that called bishul b'chama, or is that an iser daraisa of bishul? So he wrote, Rav Moshe, that he thought it was an Issa Daraisa because it's Derech Bekach. So then if it's Derech Bekach, so then even though there's no fire,
that was his mahalas in general, though, for Shabbos. You know, the Aser timers and all these things. Good people start cooking in microwave
right.
on Shabbos.
Right.
And they put a microwave on a timer.
Yeah. So then the question is the chemical reaction. That's where he quotes Rav Shechti on page 23. He says, he made a chemical reaction. So he's making a chemical reaction, a makom hapatish, and achnerali calls it dafkim osim maase beguf hadover. Aval imlo osim shum maase beguf hadover. El kasher masiru satifa hashi. The question is this really makim patish ba'ochlin? Maybe it's not even that, because In this case, you're not using the water to eat the water, drink the water. You're just using it warm it up. You're just using it to warm up. So maybe that's wachamer, because it's not, you're not doing, the fish case is to eat the fish. So then you could say it's oichal. But if you assume that it's not, but here you're not using it b'taras oichal. You're using it b'taras something to warm up your hands. So then maybe even if you want to say, like the Alter Rebbe, that said there's no such thing as makab patish ba'ochlin. That's only because that's an oichal. But water, could be, you're not using the water, but then you say like what Rav Bick said to Rav beforehand, with the toilet, that by Tzviyam Ochlin, he said that you can flush the toilet on Shabbos, even though it makes the water. So Rav Bick said, because ain't Tzviyam Ochlin, and the Chiddush of Rav Bick was that even though the water in the toilet is not Omed L'shtia, that's the Chiddush. You know, Afalpikin, from Schwartz said. So then Afalpikin, he said that. But if you don't assume like him, he assumed that that's not called Ochlin, because the water in the toilet is not Omed L'shtia. So then it wouldn't be, I hope not, it wouldn't be a shy of Tzviyabo Ochlin, and then it would be, and then you have to come on to some other heter and say that maybe it's not permanent, you know, the Tzviya is not permanent, it's Aroi, or some other Kula. So that's what he says over here. We'll see next week, Bez Hashem. You see, he did a famous piece from the Shvisa Shabbos, on page 25. What did he talk about? He should maybe be saying the Shvisa Shabbos. Machlok is opposed to Hadoma. The Imre Bina. The Imre Bina is a classic sefer on Halacha. His last name was Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is a descendant of the Imre Bina. So Shabbat Rabbeinu Mashmata, we're going to see it in a future packet. This topic, Inyan Asiyas Mei Soda. Making soda, making seltzer on Shabbos. Right? So you put in, you blow in the carbon, you know, carbon dioxide, whatever, to make the fizz. The Hayin Shazorki, or Min Melach, Soda, Tachmayim, Chamutzim, Al Yizeh, Zemala, Resicha, Umafik, Shosimus, Al Kosser, Shom Lesor. So he said, it's Machab Patish. So, because you're making this soda, this seltzer, on Shabbos, by doing that. So that's and he says, Shemati Shagon Hador Meral Diskin Horabal Isser, and Yeshulayb Diskin. Was Mora Le'issa. We have to see what type of change you have to make in order to it to be considered. You see, over here is a chemical reaction or other things. The question is, the case we talked about, Mezigas HaKos, might be different because it's not, there's no chemical reaction happening. It's like a taror, it's a tarovus. You're making so is that. But the only difference is the Sakin Mana, if you're making a tarovis, so they talk about, Rav Gutman has a piece here on page, here, on page 17. Sefer Talmalos, Ma'arev Dvarm Harifim B'toch Machal L'sachno b'tamo. He says, Nira, the Marav Dvarim Harifim from a palpable innovation, b'toch machal, l'sachno b'tamo, k'lo yam lo shach machal b'vadish. After pilpulin atzmon, you can't eat pilpulin by itself, but now you'll be able to eat it, because you put it in the food. After palpulin atzmon, lo hayurim b'achil klal, al yesh marom, now you put it in the other food, you know, you, You're not mechavin to the other food. And the other food is roy lachila, it just tastes better. So he says that's not called makam apatish. Even if you hold like the levush against the Alter Rebbe, that there is mesakin mana ba'ochel, this is different. And then he has one more shayla. Here, take a look here on page 18. Coffee, making coffee on Shabbos. He says, "Al pisvar zunir lahatir la'arif ava kave sheyimas b'toch ha'mayim chamin otzoynin the loshayach makam b'patish." Because you don't say, in other words, now I'm doing a makam b'patish on the coffee. Because you're making the water more tasty, so you don't view it as now I can eat the coffee beans. So, because your kavana is to enhance the water. Right, in the old days they would eat it. That's one of the discussions whether there's bishlakum by coffee. Yes, maybe some poskim said that you could eat the coffee raw, so it's nechal kamosh shuchai. That's one of the discussions about whether there's a din of bishalakum by coffee. But he says came with ina tikan ala avok ala adrav m'sakin amayim b'chol avol yidei hakav l'shtoso. So therefore, that's not called makiv apatish, even according to the machmirim. Even according to the Machmirim, that would be considered a Makam B'Patish.
It's obviously not holding Tzvi Ba'ochlin here.
Right, right. Tzvi Ba'ochlin, usually we hold in Tzvi Ba'ochlin, right? So that's a different thing. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll continue this Indian. Of Makam B'Patish Ba'ochlin, but it's a fascinating idea. So Blaibs and Machloikis, the Levush and the Alter Rebbe, and all how you learn that Gemara in Shabbos, when you make the fish Roy Lachila, is it Dafka hot water? But even though it's not Bishol, because it's Iroi Klisheni, so it wouldn't be Bishol, but it still would be Makam B'Patish. That's the Alter Rebbe. But if you'd use cold water, so the Alter Rebbe says that's Heter Gomer, because cold water you can't call Bishul. It's Mesakin Mana, but there's no such thing, as Gurman pointed out, as Mesakin Mana by Urchman. And the Levush writes Mefarish not that way. That if you take something that's not edible or edible Bekoshi, and you put cold water, like you said, you put cold water or even warm water, you take a cold, like you said, a cold piece of salami out of the... And it's very cold, and then you put it in hot water. That's not yatsa lettuce bowl, and now it's fit to eat. So according to Alter Rebbe, it's mutter to do that, but according to Levush, maybe that could be considered a makam b'patish, and then that could be maybe an iser, maybe even an iser d'oraisa, perhaps, and to do that on Shabbos.
And there's some say makib apadish does not, you can't apply it to food at all, or?
Right, that's what the Alter Rebbe said. Right. You don't apply it to food. Right. You don't apply it to food. Makib apadish passes means your lens fell out and you're putting it in, or the screw fell out and you have to, so you're doing makib apadish with a keli. With food is a chiddush to say that. So some, the Levush said like that. The Levush is a big machmir until Chashabbos. Levush is the one who said that you can't have the writing on the library books. He says it's karav lechiv chatos. That was you go to a public library and it has the name of the thing. So you can't. Levush held you can't use it on Shabbos. And the Ramah says it's mutter. The Ramah says it's mutter. Because it's no different than opening, closing the door. No one's going to say that you close the door on Shabbos. Ah, binyan. because it's already in place. It's already, you know, it's all made lekach, or a folding chair. It's all made lekach. No one says that's a binyan. So that's what. So it's a big machlokas. I personally don't do it because I can't see myself learning. At the same time that I'm learning, it's a chashash that I'm being mechal Shabbos. So even though the poskim Ramah was mekel, so I can't have tainus on anyone who's mekel, but just I can't come to do it, just because I feel if I'm learning, I don't want to have any chashash that I'm being mechal Shabbos at the same time that I'm learning.
And these labriot meals boiled down to, no pun intended, the same machlokas.
Right, so these same issues are right. These could be similar.
Are they raw? The meals are raw or are they cold?
It's pre-cooked. It's just cold.
But the water. But the kind of the water. Now you're heating the water, right?
Yeah.
So then the question is, bishul on the water, and then is that called?
I didn't know what to do. I ate it cold. It's not so good hot either. It's cold. It's absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we'll see in a future packet. This is the soda stream.
So what is it
for
the
state
the thing that's like the
handling? So maybe there's a Makam Patish, I think. That was in that article.
That's our push.